This podcast is from our Christmas Eve Christingle service.
Hi everyone, I want to welcome you all to our online Christingle service this Christmas Eve. And this is a service that normally we would be here in the church with lots of people. The church would be full of children and families to celebrate our Christingle. And we are usually joined by the Steadfast Band as well. But because of the COVID restrictions at the moment, it was felt that this service may work better online this year, as we can't sing carols and the band aren't able to play with us either this year. So I hope you will enjoy this service, and we have some carols and some Bible readings and prayers, and something for everybody in this service. And I hope as you celebrate Christmas with your family, as you watch at home, for those watching on YouTube or Facebook, and I know we also have some people who listen into the service by telephone as well, I hope this service will lift your spirits and fill you with the joy of Christmas. Usually at this service we have people come with their Christmas jumpers and Christmas hats, so I thought I'd put my Santa hat on today. Having the Steadfast Band at our Christingle service is always a highlight of the year for me and for many other people. And so I thought it would be great if we started off with a video I recorded last Christmas Eve here in the church with the Steadfast Band playing, who are going to start us off with O Come, All Ye Faithful. And if you're watching at home, the words will come up at the bottom of the screen. Feel free to sing along.
Thank you.
I'm currently minister here at Mount Kirk, but also minister at Greenock East End Parish Church, and it's a tradition that we, that both churches share every Christmas, that we have an Advent wreath, which helps us to celebrate the four Sundays of Advent in the lead up to Christmas. And one of the things that we do at the start of each service is that we light the candles on our Advent wreath. So I'm going to light the four white candles that represent the first four Sundays of Advent, and I'm going to light the big red candle in the middle, which celebrates Christmas as well. Now, later on in the service, you might get a little chance to perhaps light your own candle at home when we come to do our Christingles, and I'll explain about that a wee bit more later in the service. Now, this maybe gives you the opportunity, if you're watching this live, if you have the materials at home and you would like to do a Christingle, as I light the Christingle as part of this service tonight, you still have time to maybe go and get some things if you have them lying around the house. What you will need to do this, and I'll explain what this all means later on, you'll need an orange, you will need a red ribbon or even a piece of paper, colour it in red, a piece of sellotape, a small candle or birthday candle, you could use some toothpicks and maybe some sweets or pieces of fruit. So if you've got any of that stuff lying around the house, it doesn't need to be an orange, you could even use an apple or a grapefruit or a tangerine or something like that. But if you have any of that stuff lying around the house, feel free to go away and get it. If you're watching the recording, you can pause the video and get the bits that you need and then restart the video again. So I'm just going to pray, and if you would like to pray along with me at home, feel free to do so, or just listen to the words at home. Let's pray together. Lord, as we celebrate Christmas Eve together, we are thankful that this night reminds us of all that you have done for us. We thank you that you sent your Son into this world to be our Saviour and our Redeemer. We thank you that Jesus was born in Bethlehem for us and for the whole world. Lord, as we celebrate this Christmas Eve, may the peace of your presence be with us all. To everyone who is watching or listening at home, may your blessing be upon them as we worship together, as we celebrate Christmas together. And as we light these Advent candles, we are reminded that Christ is the light of the world. As Jesus was born in Bethlehem, he brought light into the darkness of this world. Over the course of this past year, we have been surrounded by a darkness called COVID-19. It has affected our lives in so many ways, not just in our town or our country, but in every country across the world. Lord, we pray that the light of Christ would shine in our world. Lord, that you would guide the scientists, doctors, nurses, politicians to find a solution to rid the world of this virus. And Lord, we especially think of those who are vulnerable, those who feel afraid or anxious, those who feel they can't leave their home. And Lord, as we celebrate Christmas together, we just pray that your presence and your peace would rest and remain upon everyone. Our family, our friends, our two congregations, our town and our nation. Lord, may our whole world know the peace of Christ this Christmas. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm now just going to read a short passage from the Bible, from the Gospel of Luke, as Luke reminds us of what happened when Jesus was born. It tells us in Luke chapter 2. At that time, the Emperor Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the whole Roman Empire. And when this first census took place, Quirinius was the governor of Syria. Everyone then went to register himself, each to his own town. Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to the town of Bethlehem in Judea, the birthplace of King David. Joseph went there because he was a descendant of David. He went to register with Mary, who was promised in marriage to him. She was pregnant, and while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have her baby. She gave birth to her first son, wrapped him in strips of cloth, and laid him in a manger. There was no room for them to stay in the inn. There were some shepherds in that part of the country who were spending the night in the fields, taking care of their flocks. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone over them. They were terribly afraid. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I am here with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all the people. This very day in David's town, your Saviour was born, Christ the Lord. And this is what will prove it to you. You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great army of heaven's angels appeared with the angel, singing praises to God. Glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to those with whom he is pleased. When the angels went away from them back into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us." And so they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and saw the baby lying in the manger. When the shepherds saw him, they told them what the angel had said about the child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said. Mary remembered all these things and thought deeply about them. The shepherds went back, singing praises to God for all they had heard and seen. It had been just as the angel had told them. Amen. Now we're going to sing another carol together, and this next one is Silent Night. And during the lockdown, or since the first lockdown, we had been unable to have services here in the church until the beginning of September, when we resumed Sunday services here at Mount Cook. And so we had to adapt, and we had been doing online services for a while and had been recording some of our own music that we could at least listen to and use online, and people could sing at home. So myself and my family prepared a little carol for you at home. So this is Silent Night, sung in three languages, German, Gaelic, which my daughter speaks, and English as well. So if you know any of those languages, feel free to join in.
Child beloved and fair,
Okay, we now come to the partner service where we're going to light our Christingles. And if you have one at home, feel free to join in with me as I light the Christingle here in a wee minute. But before we do that, I was just going to explain what the meaning is behind the Christingle. It's a tradition that goes back 200 or 300 years to Germany, and it made its way to this country in Victorian times, and there's lots of churches around the world use it to retell the Christmas story. If you're wondering what the different parts represent, the orange in the middle represents the world that God created and that God came to rescue in sending Jesus into the world. I said earlier that Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus actually said this himself. He says, "I am the light of the world." And in the Gospel of John, John tells us that Christ is a light shining in the darkness. And so that's what the candle represents. And then the red ribbon reminds us that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, that he is our saviour, that is why he came. And then the sticks with the sweets or fruit on them represent a harvest, not a harvest of wheat or fruit, or literal fruit, but a harvest of lives that are given to God, people who follow Jesus and follow his teaching in their everyday lives. And you may be wondering why there's four. And the story goes that the four represent the four corners of the earth, north, south, east, and west. All God's people around the world who are following him, following Jesus' teaching, and living out that teaching in their lives. So that's what the orange represents. But it's not just a message for Christmas. I could quite easily have chosen this to talk about the Easter story, because it reminds us of the whole gospel message of both Christmas and Easter, that God became a human being in Jesus Christ. He was born in Bethlehem, but he grew up into a man who gave himself for us on the cross, died on the cross for our sins, and rose again from the dead. that he is the light of the world. So if you have your Christingle at home, feel free to light it. If there's any kids watching, make sure that you get an adult to help you with this. Any adults that are predisposed to accidents, please take care. Okay, so there we have our Christingle. One of the things that we do in the church here each year at our Christingle service is that once everyone has their Christingle lit, well, we light one first, we dim the lights, so it's nice and dark in here, and then from the one Christingle, we light all the others. So we get people to share their light around the church, and then we usually sing a carol in the darkness as well. It's a really lovely time, and it's something a lot of people appreciate as well. We're just sad that we can't do that this year, but hopefully you'll be able to light your Christingle at home and sing a carol as well. So this next carol we're going to sing together is another great favourite. It's Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Born King.
Okay, we're not far off the end of our service tonight. I'm just going to talk to you for just a few minutes. And I have a little present here. And on our first Sunday of Advent, when we had the service here in the church, I was telling people that I had a present wrapped up. And of course, everybody wanted to know what was in it. And I said I wasn't going to tell them until Christmas. So this is the present that I have, and it's absolutely tiny. I don't know if anybody wants to have a guess at what it is. You can maybe type that in the chat if you're watching on Facebook or YouTube. See if you can guess what it is. And while you're typing, I'm going to open it. Let's see. This is wrapped far too well. Look at that. It's a tiny little bell. Hear that? Now, if you've been watching the news earlier this week, I think the Prime Minister had mentioned he was encouraging people to stand on their doorstep on Christmas Eve at 6 o'clock and ring a bell, which was why we made our Christingle service that little bit later. So perhaps you were standing on your doorstep ringing a bell tonight. And the reason I have a bell this evening, it reminds me of probably one of my favourite Christmas films that there is. I don't know what your favourite Christmas movies are, but my all-time favourite is Polar Express. It just has that feel of Christmas. It's got snow in it, it's got Santa, it's got reindeers. It's just a great story, and it's one I've always loved. And if you've seen Polar Express, you may remember there's a young boy who's on the train. They're going to the North Pole, they're going to see Santa. But out of the whole group of kids that are on the train, he's the one that doubts. He's the doubter. He's not sure if Santa is real or not. And in the story, they eventually get to the North Pole, and Santa is there, all the elves. The boy is trying to see Santa, still can't see him, still not sure whether it's all real or not. And then eventually Santa appears before him. And Santa decides which person is going to receive the first gift of Christmas. And there's one of the bells from one of Santa's reindeers falls off and it drops to the ground. And when the boy sees the bell, he doesn't hear anything. It's like it's broken. And then Santa picks it up and he goes over to the boy and he hands it to him and he says, "The first gift of Christmas." And then everybody cheers. They all go crazy. And he puts it to his ear. He shakes it. He doesn't hear anything. And all these doubts are going through his head. And then he closes his eyes and he said, "I do believe, I do believe, I do believe, I do believe," three times. And then he shakes it again. And he hears the bell because he believes in Santa. And if you've seen the film, you may remember that eventually, on the way home, he loses the bell that Santa gave him. It falls through a hole in his pocket. And he's completely distraught. And when he gets home, he finds the bell in a present under the Christmas tree. And when he takes it out, he rings it just to check. And he can hear it. His sister can hear it. But his parents can't. It's only the children who believe in Santa that can hear the bell. You see, the reason I tell you that story is because when we think of the Christmas story, the baby that was born in the stable in Bethlehem was the tiniest of gifts, just like that tiny bell. It doesn't seem very much, but that was Santa's best present. It was his first gift and his best gift in the story. And God's gift of Jesus to us came in the tiniest package, a little baby. But in that gift was the greatest and best gift of all. One of my favourite writers, C.S. Lewis, who wrote the Narnia stories, once said this. Once in our world, a stable had something in it that was bigger than the whole world. Think about that for a second. Once in our world, in a stable, there was something in it that was bigger than the whole world. And that was the baby Jesus. See, the baby born in the stable is actually much more than any of us perhaps fully realize. Jesus' name literally means the Lord saves. And he was given another name in the Christmas story in the Gospel of Matthew called Emmanuel, which literally means God with us. So he is the Lord who saves, and he is the God who is with us. So right there in his name, we are told who he is. And the Bible tells us that contained in that tiny life lying in the manger is the God who made this whole universe. Think about that for a minute. The baby lying in the manger is the God who made this whole universe. And just as C.S. Lewis said, the tiny baby in the manger is actually bigger than the whole world itself. At Christmas, we celebrate God becoming a human being. He came to rescue us from our sins, which actually is the human race's biggest problem. Yes, global warming is a problem. Poverty is a problem. Injustice is a problem. Violence is a problem. Hatred, racism is a problem. COVID-19 is a huge problem in our world at the moment. But the greatest problem in our world is actually what goes on in here. It's in the human heart. And when human beings decide to do things their own way and ignore God's way, the Bible calls that sin. And God became a human being to rescue us from our sins. He came to bring us into friendship with our Creator again and to show us a new way to live in that creation. This goes to the very heart of the Christmas story. And it reminds us that the baby in the manger is far, far bigger and far, far more important than perhaps any of us truly realize. So like the boy in Polar Express who couldn't hear the bell until he believed, so it is easy for us to miss God's best gift for us as well, which is Jesus. So I would encourage you tonight to believe, to have faith that this story is true. It is recorded in history. It's recorded in the eyewitness accounts of the Gospels. It's believed that the Christmas stories as recorded in the Gospel of Matthew and Luke probably came from Mary herself. This is a true story. So I'd encourage you this Christmas to believe. Believe in Jesus. To follow him. To follow his teaching. And to serve him in this world. We're going to sing a new carol, which will probably be unfamiliar to many of you. But the lyrics are very powerful because I think they speak to all of us in some way. And the carol is written from the perspective of maybe someone who feels they can't sing O Come All Ye Faithful, because maybe they don't feel that religious. Perhaps you don't go to church. Perhaps you wonder, would I be welcome if I came to church? Well, I would say, yes, absolutely, you will. I know many people have those sorts of questions. And many people have things in their lives. They go through lots of pain and difficulty and hardship, and especially thinking about this past year, which has been so tough for everyone, but for some people in particular. And this carol was sung and recorded as people responded to the words in front of the camera. Some people who had experienced brokenness in different ways, illness, breakup of relationships, bereavement. And it's interesting to see how the words of this carol minister to them. So I just pray that this carol will touch your heart as we sing it along together too. And don't go away, because I've got a little surprise from the Steadfast Band at the end of the service.
Come, though you have nothing.
Well, we're coming to near the end of our service, and I just wanted to thank everyone for watching and listening tonight. And I just want to wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year when it comes. At the moment, we have a live stream service at 12 noon every Sunday, unless we have a service here in the church, in which case it's usually in the evening at 6:30. You're more than welcome to tune in or join with us. If you want to be notified of those services, if you just like the page, and then you'll get a notification when it goes live. So I'm just going to ask God's blessing upon us all. So may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you this Christmas and always, and may he give you his peace. Amen. Now, I did say we had a little surprise at the end, and I've got some footage from last year when the Steadfast Band were with us, and they usually have a few Christmas songs to play us out, and hopefully this time next year we'll be able to have the band here in the church. Let's all hope and pray for that, and for an end to COVID-19 in 2021. God bless and take care.